Hey, everybody. Welcome to a mini-episode of No Story is Sacred. If you've never listened before, we're basically four siblings who grew up talking about the art of storytelling. Now that we're adults, we're still talking about it, and we're inviting you to join in the conversation. Now, this is a mini-episode, so today we are talking about what you should have in your supernatural bug-out bag. This is Brendan.
This is Kat.
This is Pippin.
And this is Alex.
And look at us, man. We're having a mini-episode.
I'm so proud of us. We're like a real podcast.
What?
Woo-woo. So let's get a couple of terminologies out of the way here.
Agree.
First, what is a bug-out bag?
That's when you need to bug out fast.
Exactly.
Yeah, you two were emergency responders.
Yeah.
Indeed. I was an act. I don't know, Pip, were you an EMT?
I was technically nationally registered, but I went on like all of two runs and decided that that's just not the kind of stress that I enjoyed.
I actually made it to a few more runs than that. And I agree. I also did not enjoy that. So,
I loved knowing the stuff.
Oh, that was great. I love learning it. Oh, yeah.
And splinting arms can be a good time, so long as no one's actually injured.
So correct me if I'm wrong. So you said that it's for when you have to bug out in a hurry.
Mm.
Is the rule of thumb 72 hours to give yourself the supplies?
Yeah, it really depends on the kind of bag you're building.
Yeah,
The idea is, you know, if a natural emergency or a terrorist emergency happens, what do you need to be able to pick up in one go and make a run with?
Yeah,
it could be like water purification tablets, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff,
or
a change of clothes, cash that you do not touch unless you have to leave,
a spare pair of shoes.
Spare pair of shoes, your medication.
Medication. Mm.
That I actually would think you'd have a longer supply of because you don't know when you're going to be able to get to a pharmacist. And that shit is not stuff you can just buy at a Target the next chance you get.
And actually one of the really tiny little bottles of water just before the tablets go in. But one of the weird things that – so Dad for my – for as a wedding – gift, which was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Dad made bug out bags for us, and what one of the weird things in there that I thought was really interesting was, I don't know, like a skin glidey thing that you can put on your thighs, so that if you have to walk a long way, you're not going to chafe. And honestly, that shit is worth its weight in gold. So, so that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about bug out bags. But here's the thing. Supernatural stuff, right? Supernatural stuff happens.
So we're talking about what happens if we happen to get trapped in fantasy land or fairy land or the like, right?
We mentioned back in episode 2 that I have a weird circle of darker green grass in my lawn, which we immediately decided was a fairy ring, because it totally is.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned how I've been avoiding it.
Have you constructed a bug out bag, Pip?
I have not. I'm not even sure I have the necklace you made me.
Fuck you.
I think it might still be at your place. So fuck you.
So I actually made Pip a protection against, I think, vampires, which was just a little bottle filled with, was it vampires or fairies? I don't know.
I feel like it was the fairy one, but.
Oh, was it? All right. So whatever. Okay. So I made Pip a little necklace of emergency fairy protection. Just had a little bottle on it. In the bottle was some red wool. In some cultures, red is anathema to fairies. And it had an iron pin in it. Iron? Oh, bad news. And of course, fairies can't bleed, so you can poke them with the pin, and that's very entertaining. You know.
So I guess that kind of segues well into what to pack in these Fantasyland bug out bags. So you mentioned the red wool being anathema. I think that's the same with the iron there, which, funny enough, in my list of my bug out bag, I also had cold iron. But I also, you know, was like, oh, if I'm allowed to be creative here, it's like, oh, I'll also pack some depleted uranium, too, because I imagine that would probably sting.
That's cheating, man. That's getting all world.
Well, actually, I have a separate section of my list for if I'm just a regular dude that gets sucked into fantasy land, but was also prepared like Batman somehow.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that this is very us, because you have a list, and I was like, I'll figure it out.
All right, so check it out. Here's an idea. Bren's got an actual list. Pip's going to make it up on the fly. I don't know what Alex is going to do. I can mention what... Oh, do I actually have a supernatural bug-out bag? Fuck yes, I do. So I can mention some of the things I literally have in this handy little box of materials that specifically I have put together just in case.
Man, we're weird.
What? Well, this is normal. Alex.
What's this wee part?
So, Alex, what's your game plan?
All right, first, water, food. Have your actual basics of bug-out bag in there. Though, with the exception, with the food, no meat.
Fair. No meat.
Can you explain why?
Because you don't want to know what happens if you give, if a fairy, either you give it or it takes some meat, because...
It could be its friend.
It could be its friend, or it could, oh, hey, you have meat. Want to join the wild hunt?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What's the wild hunt again?
The wild hunt, quickly, is a magical wild thing run by the Earl King?
Elf
King?
Goblin King.
One of them.
A supernatural king.
Or queen.
A supernatural being that is continuously going, and if you don't join, then guess what? You're what's being hunted next.
Woo-woo! The most dangerous game.
What? I think in this case, it's not us.
True.
Yeah.
Elves are really apex predators compared to us.
Yeah, not these, you know, Tolkien elves and their long robes and their tiaras and long discussions of what we're going to do.
Quick sidebar. What kind of fantasy land are we preparing for here? We're just kind of keeping it general.
What I can tell you from my perspective is what I've built up is not necessarily, if I'm traveling to Fairyland, I like to think that I'm not that much of a dumbass. But you know what? Sometimes shit happens. So I have, you know, something for vampires. I have something for ghosts. I have something for the witch in the woods that has trapped us in a mapless area.
Why are you going out into the woods?
Shit happens, man. I go in the woods. What if something happens? You don't know.
I'm not going to the woods with you. That is, you are on your own.
So, yeah, mine's much more like, in as much as there's a realistic chance of any of this happening, mine's more geared toward realism.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
Very true. Good point.
Thanks. Here's an idea. How about we all, three things, and it has to be supernatural related, so not food or water or any of the standards. Yeah.
Oh, man, Al and I might be out.
So top three things, from your personal list.
I think Al and I should go first because you guys actually have lists.
Okay.
Alex,
you go.
Okay. Bringing with me a set of wooden stakes, oak, ash, and thorn.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
They're just magic woods.
Yeah, they're magical wood stakes because they can be improvised weapons or you can just use them in the ground for a pup tent.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Practical.
Yeah.
But still supernatural, so in the rules.
Yep.
Cheater.
All right, next.
Chalk.
Ooh, yeah.
I can create a quick circle. I can, you know, for protection, or I can actually use it to mark my way.
I adore you.
Hey, whatever. And finally, I would bring with me a book. Why? Because I can use that as barter.
Fair enough.
Because the Fae are fascinated with stories.
Fair enough.
You'd steal Pip's tome of William Shakespeare, right?
And he writes about them too. Awesome. Plays into their vanity too.
Double header.
Give them it's dream and boom.
No, that's nothing like real life. He got it wrong.
Though he got Oberon just right.
Yeah, dick.
All right. So that was three.
Yep.
Next three, Pip.
All right. So, salt.
Why?
Okay. Why salt?
Justify it, Pip.
Because, I was going to say it anyway, because you can create salt barriers because some supernatural beings, like ghosts and stuff, can't pass through that barrier. I think is one of the things that vampires will be, some kinds of vampires will be, have a compulsion to count if you toss it.
Yes, fun fact. I think some vampires have OCD.
Yeah, it really depends on the vampire. There are a ton of different kinds. Count Van Count totally will have to.
One, fuck you.
and also it'll, bring some flavor to anything I'm cooking. And if I'm in a medieval fantasy land, supernatural land, it might also be a barter tool.
Mm.
I don't know.
Salt's very good for just practical reasons. Practical.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did the supernatural too, fuck you.
And also, you can use it to season that soup.
Yeah.
Mm.
1A, some seeds, just in case the vampires won't count salt and go fuck you at that. I'll throw seeds at them too.
Yeah, that sidebar, I had mustard seeds in my bag.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I like how you have the specific kind.
Yeah.
They're tiny. So, 2 cold iron.
Yep.
Which we've already mentioned, but I want to make sure it gets in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either the traditional horseshoe shape, which I'm going to admit, I don't actually know why the horseshoe is traditional.
I can actually answer that one.
They were just everywhere.
Not just that, but also because horseshoes are related to blacksmiths. Blacksmiths are very liminal. The smith often is filled with iron. And there's this whole sort of magic behind the idea that you can take, you know, iron, bend it to your will, and make it do other things. So that's why horseshoes.
Oh, cool.
Human magic.
Yup.
The human magic is amazing. But yeah, so either your traditional horseshoe or just a rod of iron so I can also beat people with it.
What about iron sewing needles, Pip? Or the knitting needles, rather.
You know what? I think that could work, because with knitting needles you can get some stab in action.
Mm-hmm.
In town, you can get some Madame Defarge action if you really want. You know, just start knitting secret messages. You know, your list of victims.
Oh, God.
But the thing is, I am actually really bad at knitting. I've tried and I can't do it. So I'd really just go with that iron bar so I can start smacking people. And
oh, man.
How long were you working on that scarf?
Fuck you. I don't want to talk about that scarf. It's ugly. And 3, candles and matches. Specifically, I'm going to try for unused candles, virgin candles.
Oh.
Because if I'm doing magic that involves firing candles, I want the unused stuff, because once it's been used, it's gone bad.
Oh, and better make it beeswax.
Beeswax or paraffin?
Oh, yeah, beeswax.
Gotta be beeswax. Beeswax, because bees are some wild shit.
Yeah, and it smells nicer.
Practical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that was 3 from Pip.
Yeah.
Right. The last one there kind of ties into one of the things that it isn't really an item in my bug out bag, but one of the things I'd want to definitely be proficient in if I was sucked into fantasy land is knowledge. Namely, hold on. I'd study the shit out of whether or not humans, you know, mortals or whatever, can perform any kind of magic in this fantasy land. Like, that would be item number 1 I'd study. Because that would be that'd be like an edge you'd have that would be invaluable, really, right? But that's not really an item, so it doesn't really count, right?
Though, you know, no, but you're right. Knowledge is power, and studying is important. Find fantasy lands, local library.
Also, just knowing which plants in the area are definite no-nos to avoid, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you never know. You never know.
I'd say in fantasy land, avoid the really obvious, oh, that bush full of delicious-looking berries seems amazing. I'll definitely eat those. Nah, it's probably a trap or some shit.
In general, don't eat anything natural that comes from fantasy land. Like, any of it.
Don't eat anything when you're out
eat.
Of your...
No.
No, legit, though. If you're in the underworld, should you be eating anything? No.
If you go to a fairy party, do not eat your food. Eat their food. You will be there for 7 years.
So on to actual items. This kind of ties into one of the questions I was asking before, whether or not this was actually like a fantasy land or not.
Yeah.
One thing I'd want to find here, if I was allowed supernatural items, I'd want to try and find like one of those bags of holding, which is admittedly a D&D item, but that just seems like it would be extremely useful. A bag of holding, for anybody who's never touched D&D, is kind of like one of those bags where no matter how much you put into it, it always stays like the same small size and doesn't weigh any more. Because frankly, packing all this crap with you is going to weigh you down. And if you're bugging out, you want to be, you know, able to be walking around unencumbered. But I don't know if that's, is that cheating? I can't.
I'm going to give it to you because I have a reason. No, because Hermione thought of the same thing and she had a bag of holding. And if it's good enough for Hermione, it's good enough for us.
I actually will bring this to, I will bring this around to reality and just say that for the listener, for making their own bag, do the research into what are good backpacks that have lots of pockets, lots of separation.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be able to actually have a practical thing. And then, very important, anything you put in your bug out bag, make sure it's in its own individual Ziploc or plastic bag. So make sure that your Rowan berries are separated from your wooden stakes.
As far as actual bags, I'd suggest using a hiking backpack if I can't find a bag of holding, because those are designed to be worn for hours on end and,
and hold a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. As far as other kind of practical things to tuck into this bag, one thing I'd definitely put in there is some silver.
Right.
Well, preferably a silver dagger, if I can find one. And this is, you know, for anybody who's well-versed with werewolves and stuff like that, or just a lot of supernatural beings don't like silver, representative of the moon, and I believe, right?
I think something like that's that. Part of it. And it's just sort of a pure, pretty
it's
thing.
It's a pure metal, and cheaper to get than gold.
Yeah.
At least at some points. And also just in dagger form, because then, hey, I could also use it to cut shit if I need to.
Like, yeah.
I'm not sure how sharp silver actually is.
Well, it could be like a silver inlay or something like that. Just something silver involved in the design. That way, if I have to stab a werewolf, I can
womp womp.
At least have some sort of protection.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Question, is lambus bread a thing? Because that is highly potent food that doesn't go bad.
I would say granola bars in a flavor that you don't like. So you're not going to eat it in the first 5 minutes. You are going to save that until you are hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry as heck.
Oh, man. Mint.
He said that as a thing we'd eat last because neither Alex nor I like mint.
I think I've already done a couple of items here, but just an actual last item to mention here.
Mm.
As much inherited crap as I can stuff into this bag, whatever remaining space I have, because I think we touched on it before, that would be ideal bartering material because it's something that is most assuredly mine.
Mm.
Yeah.
But nothing with your true name on it.
Oh, no, no. That ties into that knowledge bit. If true name magic is a thing. Actually,
just, no.
That's across the board, man.
Yeah, just don't tell a fantasy creature, even your, you know, first name. Just stick to a nickname.
I barely tell people my real name as it is.
It's dangerous.
Don't tell anyone in Fantasyland your full name. Actually, is that like a, is it like a good rule of thumb to treat any like member of the Fae or fairies as if they were like the Nigerian phishing scam?
Yes. That is perfect.
Yeah.
That is a perfect fucking analogy.
They are the Nigerian phishing scam and the police wrapped into one.
Oh.
They are not on your side. They want something
from
you.
They always want something from you. While at the same time being inscrutable in their wants. Like maybe what they want, it makes no sense to us. But by God, you do not want to be on the other end of it.
Question for those who are more well-versed in genre than I am. Is there a fantasy equivalent of a lawyer?
Yes and no. I'll bring you one. If you go into Egyptian magic, if you think of the, I forget which god it is, but the one who judges living and the dead, I would call that
Anubis.
Yeah.
Anubis.
That, I think, is close as we get to lawyers. That's my 2 cents.
I think in some traditions or some fantasy lands, I don't know, dragons tend to be sort of really into rules, which is sort of like the same thing.
Dragons as rules lawyers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Some say hey, lawyers are sharks. I prefer mine to be a dragon.
Ooh.
Tagline.
That sounds like a good urban fantasy lead in.
I would read that urban fantasy.
Dragon lawyer.
Setting fire to crime.
Oh my god.
Anyway, there was probably more than three there, but I wasn't really clear on the rules. So, hey, look, I don't think it counts to have the thing that holds your stuff count. But anyway, Kat, educate us here.
Oh, God. All right. So my three things. I have a whole box full of actual stuff. I'm going to pull out the three things that you guys didn't mention. One, I actually have a container full of holy water. Thank you. It's real, too.
Nice. I was thinking of saying purified water, but holy water is way better.
It's holy miraculous water from Lourdes.
Consecrated.
I feel like something in that is redundant.
Probably. Item two from my box of holding. I'm going to get a little left field. I'm going to bring in firecrackers.
Ooh, why?
Mm-hmm. So if you get into some of the Asian mythology, that scares away demons, man. That's why you have it. From a more practical point of view, also, frankly, having some flashbangs around when you don't know what's going on, useful.
Fair enough.
Ninja vanish.
I want everyone to appreciate that I did the hand motion just there without making any
Me
sound.
Me too.
Nice.
High fives.
Tip. High five.
Oh, nice. Man. And then I will also say I have a cigar.
Okay. Smoke if you got them. After dinner drinks.
No. From what I understand in a Native American stuff, tobacco. Yeah. And frankly, again, practicality. That's some shit that I really doubt Fairyland has in abundance, and you know, that's some sweet stuff to give somebody.
Actually, Pip, you said it as a joke, but you mentioned brandy. What about spirits?
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine if you made friends with a wizard and he could awaken the spirits within the spirits.
Oh my god.
Oh, I was reading about a comic the other day called, like, Vine in Time or something, where this woman goes to a wine bar having a bad week or something. The point is, when she drinks old vintage wine, she travels back in time when the wine is from.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's an awesome power.
It would be really cool if she just kept jumping back further and further.
Back to the first bottle of wine.
What?
Oh man, I bet it was awful.
And here I am in the wild, the 80s. Oh man.
It's Pinot Leap.
I thought of something else. A compass. That's what I want to have.
Oh yeah.
Because
if the compass works, that's great. And if it doesn't work, that at least tells you what's going on.
Magic rock, because magnets.
Oh, fair enough.
How do they work?
Yep.
One thing to keep in mind, one of the other things, a more banal item I had on my list was plenty of needles and thread. Needles, because you could actually create a rudimentary compass out of it if you just put in some water. And also thread, because then you can mend stuff. But then if you have a lot of needles, like, again, if this is on the assumption that I am, like, me somehow traveling into Fantasyland, you can use that to barter a whole shitload of stuff. Because if you're in, like, kind of like a quasi-medieval Fantasyland, creating needles is really hard. So that would be very, true. Very valuable to somebody in a town.
I mean, there's an entire song in the musical 1776 about how much Abigail Adams just wants some goddamn pins.
And you know what? You can buy packets of pins. That's flat. You can just keep it on hand. And of course, they're also made out of steel.
And you can throw them at vampires to count.
Like, if I had to, like, barter my way into having a really nice room at an inn for a long time, I could just give the innkeeper a whole bunch of needles, and I'd probably have a room for a really long time, because that is, like, worth its weight in gold, especially if it's very thin and small.
All right, so let's bring this back. Pip, you're the one with the fairy ring outside your home, like a fool.
I didn't put it there.
Sure. So I'm assuming that you are now obviously going to put together a bug out bag of some kind. What are your, let's say, five things you're going to put together?
We're not doing the practical food water thing?
Nope.
Based on what you can get in the store or Amazon today.
I can get any of this shit on Amazon.
Based on the discussion we just had, what's in your bag?
Well, gosh, if I'm dealing specifically with the fairies, because it's a fairy ring.
Yep.
I'm doing cold iron, obviously. How I'm getting that cold iron, I'm not sure. Go down to the hardware store, see what they have.
Etsy.
Suggestion, Pip?
Mm, yeah.
You can order off Amazon, for instance, iron filings. Throw that shit in their face.
They would be so mad at me.
No, you know those things that you put in soups that are like just bags of herbs, like it's a French thing?
Yeah.
You could make a bag full of like iron filings, salt, mustard seeds. Huh. You could just do everything they could possibly throw at somebody, and they could just be little bombs.
Huh. I bet that shit you could sell on Etsy.
I made one once, actually.
Really? How'd it turn out?
It was beautiful. I gave it to a friend. And I called it my anti-vampire bottle bomb.
Aw.
Nice.
Yeah. It was filled with little tiny, crosses.
Anyway, back on task here. How many items do we have, for Pip? One iron.
I'm supposed to provide five. Well, what I have in my apartment right now, is I have some salt.
One.
I have, some needles because, I do cross stitch.
Two.
I have, unused candles.
Three.
They're not beeswax, but, you know.
What you have in a pinch.
Yeah, what I have in a pinch. Mm-hmm. What else do I have? I have some herbs and spices, and I bet one of them is some seeds that I can throw at people.
Four.
Okay. Also, sage can be handy in a pinch if you don't happen to have tobacco.
Oh, good point. Yep. Good point. Maybe I have sage. What else do I have?
Do you want me to throw you one?
I was going to say, I have the Tomb of Shakespeare that we were talking about in case I need to tell stories.
Oh, yeah.
Or throw it at someone. That thing's a fucking weapon.
Five. Nice. Good job.
The one I was going to throw you is, you know what? You could bring your iPod. The elves love music.
Ooh, good point.
Trade true. That for your...
Oh, and I have a ton of bags I could put shit in.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Yay. Isn't your purse called a bag of holding?
It's true. I do have the Think Geek branded bag of holding.
That's awesome. Oh, my God. All right, guys.
Hey, anybody listening at home, if you want to construct your own bug out bags, there are resources you can look up online that don't involve having to visit crazy doomsday prepper sites.
You can find a list for these bags all over the place. The American Red Cross, the Centers for Disease Control, your local EMS might have ideas, and we can probably link stuff from the transcript.
Totally can.
Stuff catered to your area is especially important.
Yeah. New England not going to have to deal with earthquakes. California not going to have to deal with blizzards.
If California has to deal with blizzards, we have a lot more to worry about.
Then the supernatural bags might come back into play.
Yeah.
Yes.
As always, if you have a story to submit or something that you want us to talk about, head on over to nostoriesissacred.com/submission. Let us know. Follow us on Twitter at nostoriesacred or send us an email through contact@nostoriesacred.com.
I mean, heck, tweet at us items in the bug out bag that we might have missed.
Oh, and which guaranteed is a ton.
Yeah, or tell us why we're wrong. I mean.
Or just write to us and say, hi, we're lonely people.
No.
Says you.
Fuck you.
So your hosts have been Pippin, Alex, Kat, and Bren. Editing for this episode was done by Brendan, transcript done by Ashton Costa, and our art was done by Jay Wolf. The show notes and transcript are available at nostoriesacred.com. Thanks for listening, everyone, and please rate, review, and subscribe to No Stories Sacred, available through our website at nostoriesacred.com or on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, we're No Stories Sacred, and any story can be changed. This is Pippin.
This is Brendan.
This is Kat.
And this is Alex.
And we're
No Stories Sacred.